Politics. Elders in Garissa County have hailed President William Ruto's reappointment of the immediate former Defense Cabinet Secretary Aidan Duale back into the same office. Addressing the press at a Garissa hotel, the elders drawn from different clans residing in Garissa said this was a sign of confidence the president had in him. They said Duale's reappointment will ensure that gains made in the fight against terror in northeastern region and the entire country are not lost. Led by the Kenya Livestock Marketing Council Chair Dubat Ali Amy, the elders said the head of state had not only shown confidence in the cabinet nominee, but also the entire northeastern population in restoring peace and tranquility in the country. Duale has been re-nominated Defense CS alongside his former cabinet colleagues Kithure Kindiki, Interior, Alice Wahome, Land, Davis Churcher, Roads, and Sui Pantuya, Environment, who were among those fired by President Ruto when he dissolved his cabinet. Other new faces in the proposed new cabinet lineup include Dr. Deborah Malonga Barasa, Health; Julius Migos Egamba, Education; Dr. Andrew Mwahia Karanja, Agriculture and Livestock Development; Eric Marithi Muga, Water, Sanitation and Irrigation; and Margaret Nyambura Ndungu, Information, Communications and the Digital Economy. "We are here as elders of this county to express our appreciation to the president for showing confidence in our son. We are not taking for granted his kind gesture of retaining him. He could have chosen to pick another person, but Ruto, in his own wisdom, decided to retain Duale at the same initial docket that he was serving," Amy said. "Additionally, we know all cabinet dockets are crucial in the country. This particular one, which Duale heads, is dear to our hearts because it touches on security. We are aware of the security challenges facing the region, and it's him who is best placed to deal with it," he added. On his part, Osman Ibrahim recounted relative peace in the country since Duale's appointment as Defense CS, with locals providing information to help security personnel prevent potential terror attacks. "Kenyans might have noticed that the attacks that used to happen on a daily basis across the region have diminished. Duale has played a big role in this, as he had been traversing the region and holding meetings with not only security apparatus but locals as well," Ibrahim said. On his part, Aris Yero Ibrahim highlighted the need for a knowledgeable individual to address political instability in the northern eastern region, enhancing the country's efforts in trade and peace. The elders pledged to support President Ruto in delivering in his manifesto by rallying area residents behind him. Meanwhile, Duale, in his X account, expressed his gratitude to President Ruto for nominating him for the similar position. He said the nomination reflects the president's and Kenyans' trust and confidence in his ability to advance the national security. "This nomination reflects the president's and the Kenyan people's profound trust and confidence in my ability to advance our nation's agenda, and more particularly the national security of our nation, hence contribute to its greatness," Duale said. The CS nominee said that he is ready and willing to present himself to the National Assembly Committee for vetting and public scrutiny. "I am ready and willing to present myself to the relevant National Assembly for vetting and public scrutiny," Duale said.